The Prisoner, Shattered Visage, Episode 4, Departure.
Enter.
You wanted to see me, Colonel?
Indeed, Ross. Sit down. Impressive turnout for Lake's funeral yesterday, I thought.
Martin was special, Colonel. All the boys wanted to pay their respects.
Lake would have been embarrassed by the whole show. Any idea why he was sanctioned?
No, sir. I got Stormoth and Campbell on it. One thing, apparently Lake was filing an excavation officer.
Yes. Thomas was noticeable by his absence. Any idea why?
Personal reasons. Said his daughter needed him.
And?
I've checked at her school, but he hasn't been there for over a week. Anyway, Lake complained the assignment was a waste of time, talent, and taxpayers' money.
How public-spirited of him. Promise me, Ross. Promise me you'll solve this one.
Is Thomas in?
He's been gone 4 days. With his daughter, I believe. Sir, I know you are Director of Operations, but... Sir... I don't think he would appreciate your barging into his office like this.
When was the last time you were in this room?
The day before yesterday. What happened in here? It's been ransacked.
So it seems. But by whom? And were they looking for something, or trying to cover their tracks? Inform him, head of security, and get forensics down here.
Yes, at once, sir.
Damn! Oh, Thomas, you fool! But you're a careful fool. You always make backups.
Jameson is on his way, sir. What are you looking for?
Something somewhere, just in case.
First his wife is lost at sea, now this. This was taken at Megan's 8th birthday.
Give me that.
Sir!
The common denominator. His family. Just as I thought. CD-ROM. Good old sentimental Thomas.
What's going on? You can come out now. He won't be any more trouble. Good reflexes.
Why was he trying to kill me? Who is he?
Part of a clean-up operation. Maybe on behalf of the warders. Or a takeover operation. Either way, it's time we left.
Wait a minute. Where have you been? What happened to number two?
I survived the fall. I think he did too. He thinks he's had his revenge on me. Now, I imagine his old masters are in his sights. That's why we have to go.
Aren't you afraid I'll betray you?
It can be hard to tell the difference between a guardian and a prisoner. I've made that mistake before.
It comes down to trust, doesn't it?
This is one of the few dark places on Earth. Its location is a rumor whispered in the hushed corridors of the White Hall. Even today, it's simply referred to as the Village. Your immediate target is to secure the communications center, the Green Dome. Taylor Connolly will be posted there. Renkoff and Stafford will stake the high grounds here at the bell tower. The rest of you will climb the grounds. While these three are your primary targets, Thomas, Lee, and Alice, capture all trespassers. Presume that they are armed and belligerent, as is this man known to us as Number Two. These suspects are searching for the riddle of the village. Then there's this man, a cipher, known only as Number Six. Great care was taken to destroy all evidence of his existence. Only his death certificate remains, signed by Number Two. Any documents, files, or evidence should be retrieved. When you're finished, use the reconnaissance signal and we'll retrieve you. Any questions? Good. Good! It seems we're above the target. Good luck, gentlemen!
Lee, I think you better take a look at this. Almost sent a screen.
Uh-oh. Looks like the British are coming. Pity us poor colonists. Time to get out of sight. Chicken Little to the barnyard. Chicken Little to the barnyard. The sky is falling.
But we can't go now. We're not finished here. I've spent 2 years researching this place.
Yeah? Well, we're pulling out in 60 seconds.
Just a little longer. There must be hundreds of hours of material here. Pure information! I need to download it all!
Time's up. Disengage and move to the control chair. Frank, Bob, you do.
Damn! Move over! What about my wife?
Sixth floor. Menswear.
What's in it for you, Lee? Really? This the whole operation?
You know me, Tommy boy. Just looking out for number one.
Well, come. What's behind here?
Let's find out.
Some kind of natural cavern. Made into... I don't believe it! It is! Just like in his book!
Care to enlighten us?
The throne! The jury stand. This is the fallout chamber.
Has it ever occurred to you that you are as much a prisoner as I?
Who said-
Look at the throne, buddy.
Unlike me, many of you have accepted the situation of your imprisonment and will die like rotten cabbages. I am going to escape. Come back. I'll obliterate this place, and you with it!
My wife.
My life is my own.
Where's my wife?
Number six is dead. Long live number six!
Damn you, tell me!
Whoa, Tommy. Alice is fine. I've just had a message. Now let him go. Look at him. He's nearly dead anyway.
Your wife?
Message? Let me speak to her.
I'm having her brought here. To the floor below. Come on. We'll have to use this hatch to get down there. I need you to see this, buddy.
Okay. Let's do it.
Don't look back, boy. Don't look back!
Lee, where are you?
Over here, door at the end. You wanted to know the heart of the village? Come over to the window.
It's like a city.
Now you know.
These silos. They look like they're going for miles. There must be at least 40, 50 nukes. How did you know this existed?
I read the files. What do you say we go down and take a closer look? Damn it, Tommy. Texas would say y'all are all hat and no cap. Y'all got so distracted by the surface that you couldn't see beneath. You gotta brush away all that Rocco crap and expose the truth. It was all in the files. You just had to read between the lines. Power control. That's what the village is all about. Feast your eyes on this, baby. Booster to do with a bit of chrome, but the warhead's a peach. Nuclear never goes out of style.
Shh.
Yep, folks really have to take notice when these guys talk.
Listen! Sounds like thunder.
Thunder? Shit, that's water, tons of it. Retreat, double time!
What's happening?
Some fools initiated the launch sequence.
Up there, in the observation window. It's number two.
The roof's not retracted.
We're going to drown.
Hamstring, Tommy.
What the hell are you doing, Lee?
What I do best. Be seeing you, Tom.
Lee, don't leave me.
A helicopter? Could you have left at any time?
No. This belongs to number two. It's how he got here.
How do you know there's enough fuel?
Not much choice at this stage.
Okay. Can you fly it?
I may be a little rusty, but I'm sure you can point out when I'm about to make a mistake.
Ten!
Stop!
Nine! Eight! Seven! Six! Five! Four!
For the love
three,
of God, please
two,
stop!
One! Zero!
Come in. Any news of them, Joseph?
Pray not, sir. It's been 10 days. I don't think anyone could have survived the blast.
No. Stupid of me to ask. Poor Alice. Thomas. What a bloody waste.
Sir, I have the results of the deep surge into Lee West. It's wheels within wheels.
How's that?
Well, this chap isn't working for any of the American agencies, FBI, CIA, NSC. None of them had ever heard of him, nor they had him on their files. So I tried a different tack, and that's when I found him. He's one of ours.
How does that work?
Ultra secret. Working for the gods.
The gods? Well, this time, even they... Thank you, Joseph. Keep digging. D-Ops here. Is the Colonel free? I'd like to see him immediately. Good news, Colonel. Though it could be bad. For... Where's the Colonel?
Retired. I've had a rough day, Ross. I could use some good news.
What do you mean?
As far as you're concerned, I am the Colonel now.
Is this the God's doing?
Show me that folder, old boy. Just as I feared. I've been hearing distressing reports about your drinking. And just looking at you, you seem to be under a lot of stress. I think you should take a holiday.
Out of the question. I don't know what's going on yet, but I'm not going anywhere.
Then, buddy, I'm going to have to ask for your resignation.
I won't resign. I'll fight this. I'll go over your head.
Your resignation. On my desk. Now.
One thing still puzzles me. Who was number one?
Does the presence of number two require the existence of a number one? What will you do now?
I'm like you. Out of the game. Most of the world thinks I'm dead. I can't prove anything about the village, and there's no evidence left there. There's no profit in hunting me down. As long as the Mother Superior is discreet, I think Megan and I are free to start a new life. Are we?
Depends how you define freedom, doesn't it?
What about your information? Your secrets?
Safe.
How can you be so certain?
None of us would be here if they weren't.
Megan should be here any minute. You know, this is a rather ordinary watch these days.
I gathered as much.
Good luck with your gardening. Au revoir.
Be seeing you.
Megan, over here. I've missed you so much. Thank you. Wave goodbye, Megan. Now then, what would you...
That was the final episode of Shattered Visage, starring Stefania Lintonbon as Alice, Nigel Peaver as the prisoner, Adam Manning as Thomas, Captain John Tedrazek as Ross, Bill Holweg as Lee, Gareth Preston as the Colonel, Ronnie Rowlands as Joseph, and Mark Kalita as number two. Theme music by Stephen K. Farnaby, from the original by Ron Grainer. Based on the DC comic by Dean Motta and Mark Asquith. Adapted for audio and produced by Gareth Preston. This has been a Broken Sea production.